This week we're talking about Winter Weekend Redo, Easter Weekend, and we're recapping week one of our series Devoted. Welcome to the C3 Students Podcast. Hey everyone, Jay here, and welcome to episode 3 of the C3 Students Podcast. We are so excited that you guys are joining in, and we're excited to actually get to week 3 here and share some things with you and encourage you and hopefully help you take your next steps of faith in Jesus Christ. And that is why C3 Students exist. That is why we are doing the podcast, because we want to encourage you. We want to help you. We want to build you up as you pursue your relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we're glad you're taking a few minutes to check in with us this week. We want to encourage you, though, make sure you're checking out the C3 Student website. You can find us at c3studentswheeling.com. And there you will find everything you need to know about C3 Students, including our mission and purpose, our upcoming events, activities, more information of our weekly gatherings, and some really helpful grow on your own tools and resources that will help you take your next steps of faith. So if you have found us by chance, it's not by chance, it's by God's leading that you have found us. But if you're listening in, and you are not a part of the C3 Students community, we want to welcome you and invite you to our new podcast community. One of the things that we hope to do with this podcast is we know there are not very many podcasts that are targeted to Christian teenagers. And so we want this to be something that kind of steps into that that gap and helps bridge that space where we can come along teenagers and help them to grow. If you are in the Wheeling area, we would love to welcome you to one of our upcoming gatherings, or join us on Sunday morning for worship. You can look us up again at the website at c3studentswheeling.com, or go to our church website, c3wheeling.com. We'd love to meet you, welcome you, and help you take your next steps of faith in Jesus Christ. All right, we've got a couple of things we want to talk about, so let's just jump right in here. The first thing that we want to kind of cover is our upcoming Winter Weekend Redo. It is happening on Friday, April the 1st through Saturday, April the 2nd. And you guys are starting to sign up, but we need more of you to sign up. So here's kind of the last push promo for our upcoming event at C3. So again, this is in lieu of our winter retreat that was scheduled in February that ended up being canceled due to a snow and ice storm. And so instead, we are now doing a kind of a lock-in event at the church. And you guys know how much I love lock-ins, and I'm not referring to this as a lock-in, even though I just called it a lock-in. Basically, we're going to come into the church 6:30 Friday, April the 1st, and we're going to crash at the church for the next 12 hours or so. And we're going to hang out, have some fun, eat, worship, learn. It's going to be a great time together. The cost is $6 per person. And for those of you who've already paid for the winter retreat, we will just migrate that payment over for you, and you will not have to pay anymore. And in cases where you have paid the full amount for the retreat, we will reimburse you with the balance of the retreat cost. So that's something to look forward to. But you do need to sign up. If you sign up for the winter retreat, you will still need to sign up for the Winter Weekend Redo. We need to do a whole new registration set for that. So don't just assume that because you signed up for the one that we're going to automatically sign you up for this. You have to sign up. So go to c3studentswheeling.com, click on the link for the Winter Weekend Redo, and complete the registration information there. And then you can bring the $60 with you on Friday nights, or we will migrate that money over for you. If you do have any other questions, make sure you reach out to us here at C3 Students, and we will do our best to answer whatever questions you might have. All the information for the event is on the website, so make sure you check there first, because you might have your answer question just by checking in on the website. So winter weekend redo, April 1st and 2nd. It is coming up quick. We will be gathering at the church at 6:30 on Friday night, April the 1st. It's going to be a great night. We're looking forward to hanging out with you guys and having some fun. So we'll see you then. All right, the second thing I want to talk about is Easter weekend. It's not quite that far away. We're just a couple weeks out of Easter, Easter being Sunday, April the 17th this year. And so we want to start letting you know what Easter is going to look like at C3. So write down these times, write down these dates, and share them with your parents. Or parents, if you're listening, here are the Easter plans for C3 on Easter weekend. We kick things off actually on Friday. On Good Friday, there will be an evening service. And I believe the time was 6 o'clock. We'll be gathering at C3. There'll be a time of worship, reading us some scripture, and Pastor Adam will be bringing in a kind of a Good Friday devotional thought for us. And so if you would like to gather with us on Good Friday, spend some time reflecting on what Good Friday represents for us, then let me invite you to come and be a part of that on the 15th. Again, I believe it's 6 o'clock, but double check the website to be sure I'm correct. On Saturday, we will actually have our first Easter service. That'll take place at 5 p.m. at C3. There will be childcare available for 3-year-old and under. And so we want to invite you to come and be a part of that. And then come and join us on Sunday, April the 17th. We will have two Easter services. The first one is at 9:30. Again, that will have childcare for 3-year-old and under. But then we will come back with our second Easter service, or actually the third Easter service, but the second one on Sunday. That'll be 11:15 a.m. And we will have the full C3 Kids ministry up and running. So that includes everybody from grade 5 to infant. And so we will have our full Sunday morning programming for kids going on Easter Sunday at the 11:15 service. So we hope and we invite and we would love to see you and your family join us for any of these four services. Again, one on Good Friday at 6 o'clock, Saturday evening at 5 o'clock, and then Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:15. If you want to know more about any of our Easter services, go ahead over to c3wheeling.com. We will have a special page there. I believe the page goes live next week, but we'll have a special splash page for you with all of our Easter services, times, and information. So be sure to check that out there. All right, so that takes care of the two things we want to remind you of, that winter weekend redo and then Easter weekend. I want to take a few minutes, though, because part of what we are trying to do here with this podcast is not only remind you and keep you updated with some things that are happening at C3 Students and at C3, but we want to also encourage you guys. And so this past week, we kicked off our new series called Devoted, where we are looking at Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. These verses provide for us kind of a snapshot, a picture of what the early church looked like after the day of Pentecost. And it's a unique picture because we see the Holy Spirit working through the church in a pretty amazing way, and the new believers responding to the apostles' teaching, responding to the news of Jesus' gospel, and responding to what the Holy Spirit is doing in some amazing ways. And we are looking at those amazing ways over these next couple of weeks to ask the question, are we devoted? Or what does it look like for us to be devoted? And so this past Tuesday, we started with this idea that they devoted themselves, that they being the believers, what becomes the church, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And so we spent some time talking about the importance of knowing God's word and asking the question, why do we want to know and study God's word? And hopefully you guys were kind of challenged this week to step into that and begin thinking about what it looks like for you to learn a little bit more about Jesus. And not just knowing about Jesus, but knowing so that the reality of who he is and the things that he is teaching are actually what changes our lives. And so we looked at Hebrews chapter 5, and we looked at a few verses that kind of was a warning or a wake-up call. The writer of Hebrews in verses 11 through chapter 6, verse 1, presents this idea that the church at this point had stopped growing. For whatever reason, the ones who the writer is writing to, they're in this place of stagnant, just hovering. They're not growing. In fact, the writer says you've become dull of hearing, in that what's being taught, they're not comprehending it. They're not taking it in. They're not applying it to their lives. They're not allowing it to change or to grow them in any way. And so the writer of Hebrews kind of shares a little bit of the frustration. He says, I've come to teach you these things, and where you ought to be further along, maybe even teachers yourself, you're not. I have to keep going back and teaching you these things over and over again. And you need to start growing up. He uses this image of milk and then solid foods, that the believers were stuck feeding on milk. It was simple. It was soft. It was basic. It was the beginning nourishment of their faith, but they hadn't progressed beyond that. And so he says that they needed solid food, because solid food is for the mature. It's what helps them grow. It's what provides more nutrients and more education, so that they grow and they become more than just these infant believers. And we really focused on verse 6 of Hebrews, or chapter 6 of Hebrews, verse 1, where the writer says, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. And I want to come back to that and then talk about some other things here real quick to help us unpack what that looks like. Because it's not encouraging us to walk away from the basics or the foundations. It's kind of more of an instruction of, hey, here's where we start, but it's not where we stop. We start here, but there's much more for us to learn, much more for us to apply to our lives and thus become more mature believers. And so the call here for us is that we don't just stay in the elementary doctrine, but that we open ourselves up to considering some of the deeper, maybe more complicated or complex or difficult thoughts and theories and philosophies of who Jesus is. And it pushes us to want to grow, to want to know more. And one of the things that we said about this in these verses from the writer of Hebrews, the warning is that if we're not maturing, if we're not growing, then we're not going to have the basis for which we need to actually know things like right from wrong or good from evil. You see, it's in the practicing of learning that we actually help to develop the tools of discernment. And the more we study, the more we grow, the more we can fine-tune and develop what it looks like for us to be discerning in how we chase after Jesus. And basically that comes down to knowing what's truth from God's word versus what people are saying, or maybe some false teachers are leading us down the wrong path, or just some things that we think might be in the Bible, or we think are things that Jesus might have said. Sometimes they're really not. And the only way for us to really know the truth is for us to spend time studying, getting to know the truth. We kind of ended that night talking about some things that you can do to begin to develop that commitment or that devotedness to learning or to knowing more about Jesus. And so we laid out a bunch of ideas and some suggestions, some next steps for you. Let me just remind you of those real quickly here. Reading your Bible. You can begin that process of growing simply by committing to reading your Bible. And we said on Tuesday night to begin reading in John. John is a great book for us to start in because it gives us the picture of Jesus's ministry in life, the things that he did, the things that he taught. And it's written in a way that it's easy for us to read. And, it's John writes his letter in a way that's easy for us to understand. And we actually are encouraging you guys, and we'll start this coming Sunday, the 27th, where we are going to invite and challenge you guys to read through the Gospel of John, one chapter a day, beginning on Sunday, March 27th, and then wrapping up on April the 14th, which is the Thursday right before Good Friday. And the idea behind this is that if you start reading the Gospel of John, you will see the picture of what Jesus, what he did, what he taught, the things that he impressed upon his disciples. You get a chance to read all of that, and it brings us right up to Easter weekend. And so 21 verses, 21 days, starting this Sunday and wrapping it all up on April the 14th. And what we're going to do is we're going to share on our social media reminders of for you to actually read the next chapter. And so starting Sunday, you'll start seeing things on our Instagram and our Facebook, just little reminders to encourage you to read whatever chapter it is for that day. So make sure you're following us on our Instagram and Facebook for those reminders. Something else too that might help you as you read through your Bible or begin reading your Bible, I've started posting on my own personal Instagram verses from Psalm 119. As I was preparing the message for this first week, Psalm 119 was one that kept on coming back into my mind simply because of how much Psalm 119 encourages us to know the Word of God. Like for instance, starting at verse 1 and 119, we read these words: "Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways." Verse 4, "You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes and do not utterly forsake me. You know, just in those first 8 verses, this idea of knowing God's word and applying it to our lives, letting our lives be changed so that the evidence of God's law in our life becomes visible for everyone around us. He goes on in verse 8, how can a young man keep his way pure? Well, by guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart, I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in riches. I meditate on your precepts. I will fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Again, verse after verse, just going through and reminding us of just the importance and the significance of knowing God's word and how it can change our lives. And so I would actually commend to you to consider reading through Psalm 119. It's a long chapter, but it's broken down into little sections of about 8 to 10 verses. Just start by reading those little sections and see how many times the writer refers back to either God's statutes or God's law or his word or his testimony. And all of these things, his commandments, all of these things remind us of what God has given to us through his word and our need to know what is written in those things. So go read Psalm 119 and consider those things. Some other things that we encouraged you to commit to is to participate in our Bible studies, our girl study, our high school guy study, our pizza, Pepsi, and Bible study. These are opportunities for us to kind of, in small group settings, in discipleship groups, consider God's word, read God's word, discuss God's word, and see how the word of God can kind of begin changing our lives. We encourage you to commit to journaling and praying. I share with you my journal. I showed you how, I put my prayers and the things that I am learning down in a journal. And it's a huge way of helping me to not only stay focused on what it is I'm learning. It's a great habit for me to maintain my prayer life, but it's also a great record for me to look back and say and see what God has been doing in my life. And so when I'm praying about certain things or praying for someone or something, when God answers that prayer, I can go back and I can mark and say, hey, this is when I prayed and this is how I saw God answer that prayer. And so prayer journaling, Bible study journaling, great tools that help us know the word of God. The other thing we said that we were encouraging you to do is commit to attending C3 or another church or C3 students or another student ministry, someplace where you're going to hear the word of God preached, someplace where you're going to be able to worship together with God's people, and someplace where you're going to feel like you are part of the community where you can serve and connect and plug in and be a part of the life and the ministry of the church. This is incredibly important. And I would hope that you guys would be excited about coming to church, coming to C3 students. Yes, you're going to have fun doing some of the things that we do, but moreover, we would be thrilled to know that you are coming because you are looking forward to worshiping, connecting, and learning and growing as we are together. A couple other resources or some ways that you can commit to grow deeper with Jesus is to read books, listen to podcasts, and participate in Jesus, or participate in conversations about Jesus. I shared that I have a library with some resources and some books. Would love for you to connect with some of those. Borrow them, read them, return them, share them with somebody else. Readings are a great way. Reading books are a great way for us to know and grow. Listening to podcasts. We will post on the C3 Students website, and I will post on our family blog some great podcasts that we listen to, I listen to, that have been super helpful for me as I think about challenging my own faith, growing in my own faith, wanting to know Jesus and God more. And so we'll put out on social media when those things are posted. But yeah, we'll have some podcasts that are available. This podcast, our hope is that this podcast becomes a podcast where we will be able to talk about Jesus, challenge you to grow. Right now, it's just kind of me talking to you. But in the next couple of weeks, we're looking to have some student guests. We're looking to have some student co-hosts. And we want to make this a podcast where we can really start encouraging each other to grow. And it's all going to be targeted and focused for students. So super excited about that. And then, of course, having conversations. Like we said it Tuesday night, you know, we don't often talk about what God's teaching us. You know, when we see each other, we talk about everything else, our favorite sports, favorite music, favorite foods, what's going on in our lives at school, who we have crushes on, all that stuff. We talk about life all the time, but we never really sit down and think and talk about what we're learning. And so we really want to encourage you to think about what that looks like. And us as leaders, we want to begin thinking about having conversations with you, where instead of just wanting to know, hey, how's your sports season going? We're going to start asking more questions about what are you learning? How are you growing? What is Jesus teaching you? And so we're looking forward to that. We hope that that spurs some more growth for you. So a couple thoughts here as we kind of wrap it up. Week one of Devoted, talking about learning. Hope you guys were challenged. We're really excited about this series. Looking forward to reading through the Gospel of John with you leading into Easter. I think Psalm 119 will be a great resource for you. And of course, there's things that we're encouraging you to commit to. You know, plug into two of those. Let those things kind of permeate your life over the next couple of weeks. And let's move them from a next step challenge to what would be a habit or a discipline for you, something that you do every day as you kind of look forward to spending time with Jesus. And that's what we're hoping to do. All right, coming up this Tuesday night, Taylor is going to come and share with us, and he's going to be talking about the topic of serving. The second thing that we see in this early church is this idea of them caring for each other. And so we're going to look at some scripture and see what it looks like for us to serve one another, how far that he might be calling us to go. And I think it's going to be really great. I think it's going to be exciting. I'm going to encourage you guys to join us this week. And if I can, I'm going to try to get Taylor on the podcast next week so that he can kind of share a little bit more from what he's talking about on Tuesday night. So look forward to that. We look forward to seeing you. It's going to be a great week, and we can't wait to see Devoted Week 2. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to all of that. Hope that's encouraging you. I would love to hear more from you. And so if you want, leave us a comment, shoot us an email, tell us what you're thinking, what you want to see or hear on the podcast. We would love to, you know, we would love to hear your thoughts, and we would love to incorporate some of those things into the podcast. One other just item of housekeeping before we wrap up this episode, and it is relating to next Tuesday. Just want to give you guys a heads up. We have been, my wife and I, Amy, have been dealing with some stuff. And so some of you may already know, but a couple weeks ago, we announced on our family vlog that Amy had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And we are in the time and space right now where we are meeting with doctors to see what our course of action is going to be. And I'm sharing this because coming up this Tuesday, Amy and I will be in Pittsburgh at a doctor's appointment with what our next steps are for her health. And so I might not make it back to youth group in time on Tuesday night. But we want you to know that C3 students will be there. The doors will be open. Dinner will be served at 6:45, as always. The leaders are going to all be there. Katie's going to be your host and MC for the night. Hunter's going to lead you in a really great game. Allison will be there to lead you in worship. And then Taylor will be there to share with you the next installment of our Devoted series. So everybody will be there. C3 students will happen as always. It'll be just like always. But we wanted to kind of just give you some heads up so that if we were not able to be there, you guys weren't speculating or wondering where Jay was. When it comes to my priorities, Jesus and my relationship with him is number one. And then my relationship with my wife is number two. And my wife and my family is number three. And so on Tuesday, my priorities will be, you know, to be with Amy as we meet with the doctors and talk about what our next step is. Now, I said that she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and you might be wondering, well, how serious is it? And so let me just give you a quick update. The type of breast cancer that she has is a stage zero, grade two, which means right now the cancer is contained and it is 100% treatable. And so this appointment that we have on Tuesday will hopefully set us up for having that cancer surgically removed. And as long as they can get everything and it hasn't spread, which as of right now, there's no indication that it has spread. It is all contained, which we are thanking God for. But as long as it is, they will remove all of the cancer, and Amy should be just fine, which is super Super exciting. We're so grateful that God is protecting her in this way. But we're going to have some surgery, and we're going to go through some stuff. And we would just ask that you guys would be praying for us. We will do our very best to keep you up to date with where we are in this process. We've chosen to share this story publicly, so you can follow along on our family vlog. Just look us up on YouTube at Life in the Higham House. There's a couple of videos there already that talk about this cancer journey that we're going through. But we are very much committed to sharing this story and showing you the goodness of God in it, because we believe that even though it's a hard thing to hear that someone you love has cancer, we also believe that God is very good and very faithful. He's a good father. And even in the midst of the diagnosis and the surgery and the treatment, he is still a good father. And we want to praise him, and we want to glorify him. And we want to show you guys that even in some really difficult situations, we can fully rely on God. He is right there with us, and we are trusting him as we go through this journey. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask us. We're not hiding this. Our hope is to encourage you through this story. And so we just wanted to share that and let you know where we are. And for those of you who have already been praying for us, thank you. We really appreciate your prayers. And for those of you who are just hearing for the first time, join with everybody else. Join us. We're praying. I'm praying. The church leadership is praying. So many of our friends and family are praying. We would invite you just to join in that concert of prayer and lift Amy up and pray for just absolute healing in all of this. So yeah, that's what we're doing. And so if you don't see me on Tuesday, that's why. But we are hoping, and I'm going to do everything I can to try to get to C3 students on Tuesday night. So hopefully I will be there to see you. All right. With that said, we want to wrap up this episode of the podcast. Again, thank you for joining us for episode 3. We're going to be working towards episode 4 next week. But if you have any questions or thoughts, visit us online at c3studentswheeling.com. Look up the church at C3 Wheeling and follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Simply look for our handle at C3 Students Wheeling. Follow along, participate, and become part of our growing community of students who are taking their next steps of faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. And until next time, we love you, and we can't wait to see the great things that God will be doing in your lives. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.